Our Father, we thank you for your great grace to us.
主啊，我们谢谢您，为了您那伟大的恩典。
We have nothing to give to you, but you have given everything to us.
我没有什么可以给予你的，但是你已经把一切都给了我们。
Now, Lord, we are empty this morning. We want to hear your voice.
主啊，今天我们倒空自己，就为了来听您的话语。
We pray, Father, that you would fill us with your word. Fill us with your spirit by the word.
主啊，求您用您的话，也用您的灵来浇灌我们。
And that we might see Jesus.
这样我们能够认识耶稣。
He is the one who loves us and has died for us.
他是那一位爱我们、为我们死的那一位。
So, Father, we come this morning as we open your word.We just wait upon you.
主啊，今天来到您的面前，打开您的书啊，我们来等候您。
We thank you now, in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Now, if you turn the Gospel of John,
我们今天一起回到约翰福音。
We're going to take a look at John the Baptist this morning.
今天我们会看一点关于施洗约翰的内容。
And it's John the Baptist's testimony concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是说呢，施洗约翰，关乎耶稣基督的见证。
As we look at the life of John the Baptist, we see that.Jesus' testimony concerning John was that John was the greatest man that had ever lived.
所以我们先看耶稣是怎么评价约翰。他说约翰是妇人所生，曾经活在地上妇人所生里面最大的。
And the greatest man that ever lived, his whole purpose in coming was to not point to himself, but to point to Jesus.
因为他的一生的唯一的目的不是来指向自己，不是把荣耀归给自己，而是引人到耶稣那里去。
So, when we think about this great, great man, John the Baptist, he was greater than Moses, greater than Elijah, he was greater than all the Gentile kings, from Alexander the Great to Pharaohs, the greatest man that ever lived.
他是最伟大的，曾经活过的，比摩西、比以利亚、比这个亚历山大大帝，比一切这样的人都要在神眼里都要大。
Now when we read about John the Baptist, we don't see that.
当我们读到施洗约翰的这个部分的时候，我们其实并没有这么看见。
The only reason we know this is because it came from the Lord Jesus Himself.
那我们之所以能够了解神的这个。看见的是因为耶稣是这么说的，这么评价的。
And he's going to be the judge of everyone as the Son of Man, so he knows every detail of everyone's life.
因为耶稣是那一位最后要审判全地众人的，所以他是知道全部的细节。他的话，他这么指着约翰说是有道理的。
So as we read this account of this the greatest man that ever lived on earth.
如果我们看见这个，全地最伟大的人的时候呢
，they will see that his whole purpose was pointing towards the Lord Jesus.
我们就会看见他唯一的来的目的就是把人引向耶稣。
And there he says in verse 27,
二十七节他这么说的
，The one who comes after me, I am not worthy to untie the sandals.
就是那在我以后来的是指耶稣，我给他解鞋带也不配。
That was the job of the lowest slave, was to unloose the sandals of the master.
因为最卑微的一个奴仆做的事情就是给他的主人解鞋带。
So John's attitude was even lower than the lowest slave.
所以约翰的态度 他把自己放的是比最卑微的那个奴仆的位置还要低。
Now I'd like to read from verse 19.
我们来看一下十九节。
I'd like to read down to verse 34. If we could read around the table, this will be our passage that we'll look at this morning.
我们读十九节到三十四节，这是今天早晨我们一章约翰福音一章十九节到三十四节，这是我们今天早晨要看的一段经文。我们顺着 reading Chinese.
Yeah.
约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”
他就明说：“并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。”他们又问他说：“这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？”他说：“我不是。”“是那先知吗？”他回答说：“不是。”
于是他们说：“你到底是谁？叫我们好回复差我们来的人。你自己说你是谁？”
他说：“我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以利亚所说的。”以赛亚所说的。
那些人是法利赛人差来的。
他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的，
就是那在我以后来的，我给他鞋带也不配。”
这就是约旦河外伯大尼，约翰施洗的地方做了见证。
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：‘你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗。’”
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
So, the preaching of John the Baptist caused a great interest in all of Israel.
所以，约翰，施洗约翰的这个教导，在整个犹太人之间呢，引起了巨大的兴趣。
It's good for us to be reminded that God had not spoken to the nation of Israel for over 400 years.
我们别忘了，在这个之前，上帝有将近四百年没有跟以色列人说话。
Since the last of the prophets, Malachi, God had been silent.
就自从最后一位先知马拉基，就是旧约最后一卷书，到这个时候呢。神一直保持沉默。
Although history tells us that there was a growing expectation in Israel.
即使呢，那个时候以色列人是越来越强的，有那个盼望，就希望那个弥赛亚来。
And that 400 years was characterized by domination by the Gentile kingdoms.
因为在那一段时间里面呢。整个犹太人就一直在被外邦的不同的帝国在统治。
First there was the Babylonian kingdom.
接着是先是巴比伦王国。
Then there was the Medes and the Persians, the great Persian empire.
接着就是马代波斯王朝。
Then the Greek empire.
接着就是希腊王朝。
And then last of all, the great powerful Roman empire.
到最后特别强大的罗马帝国。
And during that 400 years, the people were longing for freedom.
所以这是两个鲜明的对比，就是神沉默，同时呢，这四百年里，犹太人一直越来越盼望，因为殖民统治越来越盼望。
They had fought a great many battles against these kingdoms, but had always lost.
他们在这些年里一直造反，一直打仗，想要推翻这个，但一直失败。
So when John the Baptist came. Announcing that the Messiah was coming.
所以当施洗约翰来宣布弥赛亚来了的时候呢
Many, many people came out to him in the wilderness to be baptized, confessing their sins.
很多很多人就到旷野去跟随他，承认自己的罪。
In Mark chapter 1, if you go to Mark chapter 1,
如果我们往前往回翻，看马可福音的一章。
Mark chapter 1, verse 4.
马可福音的一章四节。
If you could read that, please.
Only verse 4.
4 and 5.
4 and 5. 四节和五节。马可福音一章。照这话，约翰来了，在旷野施洗，传悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
So I said, many people, the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem.
你看见这里是犹太全地和所有耶路撒冷的。
And so there's tremendous interest now in who this man was and what his message was.
所以你会看见在犹太人当中引起了巨大的兴趣，这个人是谁，他的信息到底想说什么。
And so we read in verse 19 that the Jews from Jerusalem, they sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was.
我们看见约翰福音一章十九节里面呢，犹太人呢就差利未人差那个祭司去约翰那里要问他，他到底是谁呀？
These were the teachers of the people.
这些是人们的教师，利未人是教师。
The religious leaders of the nation.
他们是这个国家的宗教领袖。
And they wanted him to tell them who he was.
他们想要问他，他是谁？
They asked him, you know, are you the Messiah?
他们问他，你是那弥赛亚吗？
That is to come.
那个要来的那位。
And then in verse 20, he says there, he did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ.
然后他就说呢，他并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
Because this is probably the question that they ask, because that's his answer that he gave them, I'm not the Christ.
因为其实这就是他们问问题的本意，虽然是问你是谁，其实他们想知道你是不是基督，所以他就明说他不是基督。
Now, so his confession was he wasn't the Messiah that was to come. He looked like he would be the Messiah. He was a very powerful presence. But he says, I am not. I definitely am not the Messiah.
虽然他他的登场是如此的有震撼啊，但是他却说他不是那个弥赛亚，所以很多人都以为他是弥赛亚。
Now they knew that Elijah was supposed to come before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that is the day of the Messiah.
所以呢，犹太人也知道呢，在那个弥赛亚来之前呢，还有神会还差一个人，就是以利亚会来。
So he said, "Who are you then? Are you Elijah?"
所以他们就会二十一节问，那你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？
Because we get the Old Testament closes with the promise that Elijah would come before the Messiah comes.
因为旧约最后在马拉基书最后结束的地方就给了一个预言，说在主的日子来的之前，以利亚要先来。
So Malachi chapter 4.
稍微看一下马拉基书的四章，旧约的最后一卷书。马拉基书，这整本旧约就是结束在这个话里。
Malachi chapter 4,
四章五节
and verse 5.
马拉基书四章五节，旧约的最后两节话，两节经文。
And there we have the, as the Old Testament prophets close, God doesn't speak again for 400 years till John the Baptist comes. So naturally they think that if he's not the Messiah, then he must be Elijah there in verse 5. Verse 5, if you could read that, please.
所以五节是这么说的，看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到已先，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。所以大家就认为，如果他不是那个弥赛亚呢，他最有可能就是这个旧约最后预言的那个以利亚。
And so the question was that they asked him, then you must be Elijah.
所以这就是为什么他们这么说，那你就是以利亚了。
Now we know that he came in the spirit and power of Elijah.
因为我们知道他是以这个有以利亚的心智和那个能力这样的形象来的。
But he confesses to them, he says, no, I am not.
然后这里呢 他就回答说约翰你说我不是。
And then they remember a scripture in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy. They said, well, are you the prophet that was prophesied to come? The promised prophet.
所以这时候他们又想到了生命记里面摩西所给的那个预言那个要来的那个先知所以就问你是那个摩西说的要来的先知吗
And of course that was the promise that was made through Moses
是摩西给的
And Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15
生命记十八章的十五节说到三百二十页，旧约三百二十页。
Now Moses was a great leader of Israel. He brought Israel out of Egypt into the Promised Land. He gave them the Ten Commandments. He had led them to form a nation.Under God, but he would soon pass away.
所以摩西在那个时候呢，他是以色列人特别大的一个先知，他把以色列人从法老的管束下带出来，在旷野里带他们行了很多的神迹。那这个时间点呢，摩西就快要死了。
And so that the verse 15 says, "The Lord God, your God, will raise up for you a prophet like me." From among your own brethren.
耶和华你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知像我，你们要听什么？
And so the religious leaders asked him, "Well, then, are you an answer to the promise that was made by Moses that a great prophet would come?"
所以这个时候呢，当以利亚否定了前面两个呢，那些法利赛人就想到了这个。说那你是不是这个摩西讲的这个先知要来的要应验的这个预言
And so he answers again he says no I'm not
那这时候呢以利亚又回答说那个约翰又回答说不是我不是那个先知
Well now they didn't know what to do they had to give an answer to those that had sent them
然后这时候二十三节他们就说你到底是谁呢因为他们总要去回复那个差他们来的那些官长
And so they said who are you then finally they said who are you give us an answer to take back to those who send us what do you say about yourself
所以二十二姐说那这样呢你到底是谁你我这样我要回去回复差我们来的人你自己说你是谁
Now it's interesting when he's asked the question what do you say about yourselfGive us your testimony.
所以他会这么问，他说：“你自己说你是谁，你自己来说你的见证。”
And he doesn't really say very much, does he, about himself?
约翰其实没有讲太多关于他自己，对不对
？He says, "I'm a voice. I'm a voice. I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way."For the Lord.
他说我就是那在旷野有人声就是那个人声喊着说修直主的道路的那个声音
He doesn't even use his own words. He uses the words of Isaiah the prophet.
他没有用自己的话来见证自己他是用以赛亚先知的话来见证
John the Baptist is what we would call a very transparent man.
施洗约翰我们可以说他是一个很透明的人
Now, what I mean by transparent is that if you look at John the Baptist, you don't see anything but Christ.
我说的透明是指呢，就你看施洗约翰的时候，你就看不见任何，只看见基督。
He describes himself when asked as a voice.
因为他只把自己描述成一个声音。
You don't see a voice.
你看不见一个声音。
All you do is hear a voice.
你只是听见一个声音。
There's no substance.
没有物质。
To the voice.
声音是没有物质的。
Except the message itself.
但是呢，它是有信息，你能听得见。
The whole message of John the Baptist's life was to exalt the Lord Jesus and to point to him.
所以整个施洗约翰的一生的信息就是把耶稣抬高，引人到耶稣那里去。
Now here's a lesson for us.
这就是给我们的一个很好的教导。
The Lord Jesus said, "Of men born among women, there is none greater than John the Baptist."
因为耶稣说呢。妇人所生的兴起没有一个大过施洗约翰。
But the least in the kingdom, the smallest in the kingdom is greater than him.
但是呢，天国里最小的比施洗约翰还要大。
And of course, he was speaking of himself, the Lord Jesus. He himself was the most transparent man on earth.
耶稣在讲他自己，因为他是天国的王，那他是最最透明的那一位。
He could say, "He that has seen me has seen the Father."
因为他说，那看见我的就看见了父。
The Lord Jesus came to reveal the glory of the Father.
因为耶稣来就是要来把父的荣耀显明给世人看。
He said, "I didn't come to be served as great Messiah. He could have been served. He didn't come to serve. He said, "He didn't come to be served." He came to serve and to give his life.
因为他来并不是来被服侍的，他来就是来服侍人的。
And so, we see in John the Baptist a transparent man who we look right through to see Christ.
因为我们看见，施洗约翰也就是这样一个人，他是个完全透明的，能够一下从他这里看见他背后的基督。
And in Christ we see the one who glorified God the Father, the man who glorified God.
但是我们看见基督的时候呢，我们又一下看见了那荣耀的父。
He says, "I'm a voice," he says in verse 23.
所以他说我是一个声音。
Of one calling in the desert.
就是有在旷野喊着的那个声音。
That's a quote, of course, from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 5, and it might be good for us to go there.
我们可以看一下这个原文，就是以赛亚书的四十章一到五节的原文。
While we're turning there,
1171页，1171。
While we're turning there, we might say the desert is a symbol for the nation of Israel.
那我们在翻的时候呢，我们会说旷野呢是一个代表，一个预表，是讲以色列人。
What was there in that desert? There very little greenery grew.
因为在旷野里面很少绿色的植物。
It was dry and barren for God, that nation.
干旱贫瘠。
It was ruled by the scribes and the Pharisees, who the Lord Jesus described as hypocrites.
他们是被什么样的人统治呢？被法利赛人，被文士。这些人被耶稣称为假冒伪善的。
They sacrifice daily in the temple.
因为他们每一天在圣殿里献祭。
But it was all form and ritual.
但是完全是形式上的，仪式上的。
There was nothing really for God in that nation. It was a barren wilderness.
但实际上在他们的心里没有什么给到神的，他们是一个贫瘠的旷野。
And so John the Baptist, that's where he came baptizing out in the wilderness.
这就是为什么施洗约翰一开始是在旷野叫人去施洗。
He didn't come into the center of Judaism. He could have been baptizing in the pool of Siloam.
对，他并没有进到耶路撒冷的城中心去给人施洗，他完全可以在希罗亚池子去给人施洗。
But instead, he came outside of Judaism, out in the wilderness. It's a symbolic, really, of the state of Israel.
恰恰相反，他去到。外面的旷野去给人施洗，这是非常有深意的一个预表，告诉人们他们实际生活的景况不是城市，是旷野，属灵的旷野。
Now I'd like to look at this Isaiah chapter 40.
那我们看一下以赛亚书的四十章。
we have here in the book of Isaiah is divided into two sections, two main sections.
那以赛亚书呢被分成了两个主要的部分。
And it's interesting that it's broken into chapters, 39 chapters, and then the last 27 chapters.
然后这个很有意思呢，就跟圣经的这个分布是一样的。它的两个部分呢是前面39章后面27章。
There are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书一共有66章。
Now there are 66 books in the Bible.
那有圣经有66卷书。
Isaiah is broken into two sections.
以赛亚分成了两个部分。
The first 39 books of the Bible is what we call the Old Testament.
那前面的39卷书，圣经里的39卷书，我们叫做旧约。
And the 27 books of the New Testament.
后面27卷书我们叫新约。
Now Isaiah, the first 39 chapters of the book of Isaiah, they all speak of God's revealing himself and the judgments that are going to come upon the nation.
所以以赛亚书前面39章一直在讲的信息就是上帝把自己显明出来，然后告诉犹太人他要审判他。
The last 27 chapters of the book of Isaiah speak of the coming of the Messiah and the kingdom that he's going to set up.
然后后面的27章，以赛亚书的后面27章一直在讲神要差这个弥赛亚要来，而弥赛亚这个救主要在地上建立他的国。
And so chapter 40 is the beginning of the new section of Isaiah.
所以呢40章是一个特别关键的一个，它是新的以赛亚书里面新的篇章的开始。
And I don't know if any of you have ever listened to Handel's Messiah.
有没有人听过亨德尔的这个弥赛亚这个曲？
Handel's Messiah begins the great chorus is this comfort ye my people, as he quotes Handel quotes from the
亨德尔这个
from the King James.
这个交响乐的这个曲子，圣乐的这个一开始就是从这里开始，这个弥赛亚这个曲子。
So Isaiah is writing now, it's a comfort to the people, to the nation of Israel, to his people.
以赛亚在这里就开始来安慰犹太人，安慰神的子民。
In the same way, the Old Testament, you'll notice Malachi, the last word of Malachi is that he's going to come with a curse.
所以你们看见旧约最后马拉基书最后一句话讲什么？他要来咒诅遍地，所以旧约的信息都是比较严厉的。
You can see that the last verse of Malachi, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
对，这就像旧约的马拉基书的最后一句话，他说要让父亲转向儿女，儿女转向父亲，以免我来咒诅遍地。
But the New Testament opens this way.
然后新约是这么打开的。
Mark, the first gospel that was written, says the good news of Jesus Christ.The Son of God.
然后呢，马太福音第一卷福音书这么写，耶稣基督的福音马可福音
Mark, yeah.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the good news, you see.
那就是福音的起头。
And this section of Isaiah is very similar. The good news, comfort ye, my people.
所以。以赛亚书四十章，这个也是好消息，安慰的消息来了。
And so when John the Baptist comes, this is his message.
当施洗约翰来的时候呢，这就是他的信息。
He's quoting from this passage of these opening verses of Isaiah.
他是从这个以赛亚书这一段开始来引用。
Now, so let's continue on. He says, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her." Her service has been completed, and her sin has been paid for, and she's received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
你们的神说四十章，你们要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
They had They have suffered for their rebellion and disobedience.
因为他们已经为自己的不顺服受了很多的苦。
And now God says, I'm going to comfort you.
然后现在神说呢，我要来安慰你。
And then we read there in verse 3.
然后我们在第三节说。
This is what John the Baptist said when they asked him, Who are you?
这是施洗约翰当别人问他说你是谁的时候，他就说了这句话。
I'm the voice
我是那个人声
of one calling in the desert. Prepare the way for the Lord.
是在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Now, who is this one that John the Baptist was preparing the way for?
谁是那个施洗约翰说的在预备神的道的那个？
It wasn't Elijah. It wasn't Moses.
不是以利亚，也不是摩西。
It was the Lord Himself.
这是神自己。
That is God Himself.
就是神自己。
Would be coming to the earth.
神自己要到地上来。
So when John the Baptist on that day when he is asked, "Who are you?"
所以当施洗约翰在的时候，别人问他说你是谁
？I'm the voice only of the one who is preparing the way for God Himself to come to this earth.
他说我就是那个有人声，就是那个人声，要预备，弥赛亚要来地上的那句话。
And he goes on in verse 3 there, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
在沙漠里修平我们神的道。
Make broad his way, open up the way, open him with, or welcome him with open arms.
就是来迎接，那个主呢，要张开双手来迎接他，把他的路修宽了。
He says every valley.Every obstacle is going to be filled in.
所有的障碍全部要消掉，大小山冈要消平。
Anything that obstructs, like a hill or a mountain, is going to be leveled.
山洼要填满，山冈要消平。
The rough ground shall become level, he says. Every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall be made level. The rugged places a plain.
然后高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必变成平原。
And the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
耶和华的荣耀必然显现。
And all mankind together will see it.
凡有血气的必一同看见。
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
When they heard him that day saying, "I'm the voice," it was as though John the Baptist was speaking for God Himself.
所以当他们听见说我是那个人声的时候，讲的就是这一段。
But Isaiah goes on here, and there's a lesson I'd like to bring before our hearts.
然后以赛亚继续往下说，我们可以看一下这个教导是什么。
A voice. Now another voice comes out and says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?"
又有人一个人声说呢，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢
？All manner of grass.And all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall. But the word of our God stands forever.
说凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草，草必枯干，花必凋残。唯有我们神的话必永远是一定。
Now, he compares mankind to like grass, the grass withers, the flowers fall off it. The grass is such a transient thing.
所以他把人比作那个花草啊，就是草必枯干，花必凋残。花和草是一个特别短暂、过渡性的一个生物。
And we as The word of God that is coming, this great one that is coming, is coming to what grass, people who were so weak.
所以这个伟大的救赎主他来到是来救谁呢？就是这些软弱短暂如花草的这些人。
And so the contrast between the coming of the Lord.And the people that he's coming to is so great.
所以这样的对比是如此的反差如此的大。那个要来的救主和他来救的这些人的情况。
Our glory, like he says in verse 6, our glory is like the flowers of the field.
他说我们的荣耀就像野地的花一样，我们的美容。
In comparison with the glory of the Lord.
然后把这个和神的荣耀去对比一下。
And what we need as the whole concept here, the whole idea of Isaiah is that God is going to be revealed to us weak, poor sinners.
所以整个这里的信息就是告诉我们，神要向我们这些可怜的、软弱的人启示他自己。
We pass away. Mankind is just like a vapor. Our lives are just like a vapor that appears for a time and then vanishes away.
我们就像一团气一样，就是来了就走了。
But he says here, the word of God, it stands forever.
他说这里说呢，神的话是永远立定。
And now John the Baptist, you see, he's come to prepare a people for the Lord.
所以你看，使徒约翰来，他是为神预备一些子民的。
And he's preaching repentance.
他在教导悔改。
So if we go back to the Gospel of John,
我们回到约翰福音。
We see that his purpose in coming was to make straight the way for the Lord, to prepare a people for the Lord.
所以他来的目的是要为耶稣为主预备一批子民。
And they, one of the things they had to realize, people have to realize.Is that they are sinners before the Lord and they need repentance.
所以这些人在他们一生当中，他们要看见的是，在主来之前，他们要看见他们是罪人，他们需要悔改。
And so, there, if we read verse 24 now,
我们可以看二十四节，约翰福音的一章二十四节。
Now some Pharisees who had been sent.They questioned him. Why do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?
那些人是法利赛人差来的，他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，又不是以利亚，又不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
And so they weren't satisfied with his answers. Then they were wondering, well, why then are you?Putting people in the water. Why do you baptize? Why are you preaching the way you're preaching?
所以他们其实对这个回答不满意，说他是这个修直主的路的那个回答。他说：“那你凭什么你施洗呢？你凭什么在这讲道呢？”
It's obviously that John the Baptist's message said, "I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." They didn't recognize the voice.
所以问题就是。当施洗约翰说我是那个人声哈、啊，是讲那个叫那些话的那个声音的时候，犹太人他不懂这个意思，他们也没有认出这个人到底是谁。
It was the voice of God speaking through John.
因为这个声音啊，其实是神的声音，通过施洗约翰讲出来的而已。
And calling the people to repentance
是叫人们去悔改的声音。
But they didn't hear the voice.
但他们听不见这个声音。
All they saw was the outward signs.
因为他们看见的全是外在的那些神迹和那些。
Why are you baptizing people in the river?
所以当他们说你不是这些，那你凭什么在这施洗呢？
So what does he says? You're not the Messiah. You're not Elijah. You're not the prophet. What are you doing?
说你又不是基督，又不是以利亚，又不是摩西说的那先知，那你在干什么呢？
And so John the Baptist now he begins to answer them.
然后约翰又继续回答他们。
He says, "I baptize with water."
他说我是用水施洗。
Water was just a symbol, wasn't it?
水就是一个代表的预表。
It was a well-known rite of the day. People had it was a cultural thing. People were familiar with.
At that time, or now?
No, at that time.
所以这个是非常当时非常大家熟悉的一个方式，就是施洗用水施洗。
So that when he was doing, they weren't surprised at the baptizing. They said, "Why are you baptizing?"
所以他们并不是对施洗这件事情感到意外，他是对他来施洗这个事情来感到意外。
I've mentioned this before that I think in the class here that when in the days of the Romans there were many slaves.
在罗马的时代呢，有很多的奴隶。
Now a slave could gain their freedom in a number of different ways.
那奴隶呢，可以得着那个自由啊，有很多的方式去得着。
The master might grant a faithful slave his freedom for his service. For the slave service.
那奴隶可以用自己的服务啊，来得着主人给他的一个自由。
In some cases, the slave could buy their freedom.
有的场合呢，奴隶可以买他的自由。
But however a slave was obtained their freedom, there was a certain rite or ritual that they underwent, that they performed. The master and the slave performed.
Oh, so when they get freedom, they need to...
Yeah, well, they have their freedom, then there's a ritual that they... To demonstrate that he's...
Proclaim.
Yeah.
就当那个奴隶得着自由的时候呢，他们会有个很正式的仪式来宣告呢这个奴隶得自由了，这个是他的主人和奴隶都会参与的一个仪式。
So the Roman houses, they were built around a central courtyard with rooms all the way around and a central courtyard.
所以他们会在有一个中间的广场啊，在当中边上是很多的房间，是在这么一个场合里面。
And in the center of the courtyard usually there was a pool of water.
那在这个广场的正中间呢，这个亭的正中间呢，就是一个水池。
And what the ceremony of the slave's freedom, what it entailed, or what the details of it, the master would stand on the far side of the pond, and the slave would stand on the other side, the opposite side.
那常常有的这个方式是这样，就围观的人在外面，然后呢当中一个池子，主人站在池子的那头，奴隶站在池子的这头。
And so the slave then, you could say he was already free.
然后这个奴隶呢，其实呢你可以说他已经得自由了，因为这个是得自由之后的一个形式。
But this was a public ceremony.
但这是一个公众的仪式。
People that knew the slave and the master would be invited to this ceremony.
那这个主人的很多朋友，就是反正熟识的人都会被邀请来参加这个仪式。
So the ceremony would end with the slave removing his old slave clothes.
那这样的仪式会结束呢？在什么时候？就是这个仆人会把他的奴隶会把他的那个奴隶的衣服脱掉。
The clothing that identified him as a slave.
因为那个衣服是标志他是一个奴隶的。
Then he'd step down into the pool and dip down under the water.
然后呢，脱下他奴仆的衣服以后呢，他就会进到水池子里去，整个人埋在那个水池子里。
Then he'd come up out of the pool toward the master.
然后呢，他会从这个水池里出来，面对着主人。
And his former master were holding some new free man's clothes.
然后他的以前的主人呢，会拿着一件自由人的衣服等着他。
And so then the slave would put on the new clothes, and everyone would recognize then through this ceremony that he was now a free man.
然后呢，这个从水里出来的这个奴隶呢，会从主人手里接过那个新衣服穿上，然后所有参与的人呢，就都看见了，就通过这个仪式，他们就认可了，知道了他已经是一个自由人。
Now, what John the Baptist was doing there, he was telling the people that you must repent of your old sins and that confess your sins, go down into the waters and come out on the other side as those that are ready for the Messiah to come.
所以施洗约翰就传递的什么信息呢？你们所有的人，你们自己要先悔改自己的罪，从奴隶的状态下走出来，进到水里去，然后水出来，从水里出来，去等候那个弥赛亚，那个救主给你那件自由的心意。
Now notice that the ceremony did not make the slave a free man.
因为这个仪式本身不是让奴隶成为自由人的那么一个仪式。
Already, the price of the slave had to be paid before the ceremony.
因为所有的奴隶的赎价，在这之前肯定要先被付清了。
It was just a public demonstration of what had already taken place.
这是一个公众的表现，公众的表达，已经发生的一件事情的一个公众表达。
Of course, a Christian baptism is slightly different, isn't it?
我们基督徒的受洗稍微有一点点不同。
John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
施洗约翰的施洗是一个悔改的洗。
A Christian's baptism is a baptism that shows our identification with the one who bought our freedom.
那我们的洗呢，是表达表明我们的身份，来告诉别人。谁买了我们？我们是属谁的
？John's baptism was a preparation for the Messiah.
施洗约翰的洗是那个预备，因为那时候弥赛亚还没有来，预备接受那个弥赛亚的那个洗。
A Christian baptism is a demonstration that the Messiah has already come, the Savior has died, the price has been paid, and we are now free persons.
所以基督徒的洗其实是。告诉别人，我的赎价已经付了，我已经得自由了，因为耶稣已经来了，所以这是一个完成时，那个是一个进行时。
And so John the Baptist, when he's asked the question, why are you baptizing?
所以施洗约翰在这里说呢，那些人问他，你为什么施洗
？See, they knew what baptism meant.
因为他们那些人知道施洗是什么意思。
They didn't say what is this baptism about. They knew what it meant.
所以他们不是这么来问的。他们问是你凭什么施洗？他没有说你施的什么洗，因为他们知道施洗什么意思。
But John shows the difference between John's baptism and Jesus' baptism.
所以约翰的回答就是表明了他的洗和耶稣的洗的区别是什么。
He says I baptize with water only.
所以他说我只是用水来洗啊。
But he says, there, but among you stands one you do not know.
对，但你在你们中间呢，有一位你们不认识。
They didn't know the Lord Jesus, did they?
他们不认识耶稣的。
It says earlier on in John, he was in John chapter 1 and verse 10.
在约翰福音一章十节里面，他们说。
He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Just like they couldn't figure out who John the Baptist was.
就像他们也认不出施洗约翰一样。
They didn't recognize Jesus.
他们也认不出耶稣。
You see, the truth that Isaiah said that all flesh is like grass. We're only temporary here.
就像以赛亚说的，我们一切美容都像花草，都是短暂的。
The proud religious rulers of the day and the people, they thought that they were something. They knew something.
就人们，包括那些宗教领袖们，他们认为我们是什么，是有价值的。
But they didn't know. They didn't know him. They didn't recognize the most important man of all time.The Lord Jesus.
但他们不认识那个永恒里最重要的那一位耶稣基督。
They couldn't see him.
因为他们看不见他，灵里看不见他。
He says there's one among you that stands here that you don't know? But he says, he goes on in verse 27, he's the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie.
约翰回答说，二十六节，我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间，是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
Here we see the distance that John the Baptist puts between him and the Lord.
所以你会看见约翰讲他和主之间的差距，他举了这么极端的一个。
He says, "I'm lower than the lowest slave."
他说我比那最卑微的解鞋带的奴隶都要低。
And we find there that he says the verse 28 says this all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptized.
二十八节说这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
And we'll go on. Then we find we finished off the account of this official delegation that came from Jerusalem to determine who this was that was making such a stir on the other side of Jordan.
所以这里呢，这一段呢，我们就借着由官长耶路撒冷的官长派来的人。来质疑约翰的这么一个对话呢，来启示了约翰到底是一个什么身份，那他所受的施的洗到底是一个什么样的意义啊？这就是这么一段话所要告诉我们的这个含义。
So this was John the Baptist's testimony to the nation itself, the people that came and asked who he was.
这是施洗约翰自己向整个国家那些来问他的、质疑他的人所做的见证，来讲我是谁。
On that day, he said there was no one knew who he was. But the next day that we're going to have after our break, Jesus comes on that day and he's revealed. And then we have John the Baptist's comments concerning the one who came.
因为在那时候讲，约翰在第一天讲的时候呢，耶稣还没有显明，所以大家都不知道他在说什么。等会我们茶歇之后要讲的那一段，耶稣已经来了。约翰会指着耶稣做又是一番做见证。Okay, 我们一起做个祷告。在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们灵里的话语，让我们认识约翰的洗，也认识耶稣的洗，认识您用圣灵与火所施的洗是何等的宝贵，是吧？我们要为这献上感恩，让我们有这样的机会听见您的话语，更有这样的恩典来接受您的福音，是吧？谢谢您，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感谢啊！求您洁净我们的饮食，也求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In one place in Scripture says, I fear exceedingly and shake. He trembled. Moses himself, when God spoke.
即使摩西自己在神说话的时候呢，他也感到特别的恐惧。
We have no, I don't think we understand the holiness of God who must judge sin.
所以我们要明白神他的全然的圣洁必须要审判罪的那个全然的圣洁。
And his holiness was made evident when he punished his own son on the cross for us.
那他的圣洁什么样的时候显明？就当他把我们一切的罪所应该受的审判放在圣子耶稣身上，在十字架上。
That also displays the love of God.
同样的一件事呢，不但满足了公义的要求，也显明了神对我们的爱。
But if God hated sin so much that he and he loved us so much, the only way that they could find a way to bring us back to himself apart from annihilating us, judging us, putting us in the lake of fire. The only way was for his son to take that punishment.
所以神公义的要求是如此的必要，神如此的圣洁，神又如此的爱我们，那怎么样来满足这个矛盾的部分呢？那唯一的办法就是让他的圣子代替我们，去承受一切罪的审判。那审判若不是这样的代赎呢，我们本来的结局就是火的。
The judgment of God against sin. I think of And go back, keep your finger in Deuteronomy, because we want to come to something else there. But just to get a better picture of what happened on the mount that day, we go back to Exodus chapter 20.
我们这里先放在等我们会回来，为了让我们更好的理解，那在颁十诫的那一天到底发生了什么呢？我们回到出埃及记的二十章。
Yes, verse
18.
Yes, but verse 1. Yeah, verse 1 of chapter 20. Notice that it's God spoke all these words. This is the Ten Commandments as he spoke from the mountain.
那一百二十五页，我们注意这里讲的十诫第一节，是神把十诫全部讲出来的部分。
And then we have God's righteous requirements. And then immediately after he gives those Ten Commandments, verse 18.
然后呢，一到十七节就在他讲十诫，十八节。
When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear, and they stayed at a distance and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die."
众百姓见雷轰、闪电、脚声。山上冒烟，就都发颤。十八节啊，远远的站立，对摩西说：“求你和我们说话，我们必听；不要神和我们说话，恐怕我们死亡。”
And then in verse 22, it says, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Tell the Israelites this: You've seen for yourselves that I have spoken to you from heaven.'"
二十二节说，耶和华对摩西说：“你要向以色列人这样说：你们自己看见我从天上和你们说话。”
And so God has spoken those words on Mount Sinai right from heaven.
所以上帝把这十诫自己的话在西乃山上讲出来。
But the people, they fled backwards, and they said, "Don't let them speak anymore. You speak to us, Moses," there in verse 19. "Speak to us yourself, and we will listen. But do not have God speak to us, or we'll die."
但人们特别害怕，就跟摩西说，你说不要他，不要上帝来说。你说我们必听，我们不敢听上帝说，怕我们死。
Now go back to chapter 18 or Deuteronomy 18.
我们回到生命记的十八章那一部分，三百二十页。
Verse 17.
在十七节。
So now, Moses writing this, he's referring back to that day.
所以摩西就把大家。说的这个背景呢，回到了那个西乃山的那一天。
The Lord said to me, "What they say is good." But then the Lord continues and says, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I'll put my words in his mouth."
我必在他们中间，十八节，给他们兴起一位先知像你，我要将当说的话传给他。
And he will tell them everything I command him.
他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
Now, in the New Testament, we find that the Lord Jesus, he came to reveal everything the Father had given him to say.
然后我们看见在新约呢，耶稣就是他来 把一切父告诉他的话
He said, the words that I speak to you are not my own words, they're the words of my Father. We'll come into that when we come into the Gospel of John further on. We'll see that he was God's spokesman.
然后当我们读到约翰福音的后面的时候，我们就知道耶稣讲，他说我所说的都不是来自我的，都是父怎么告诉我，我就怎么告诉你。
But it would be an entirely different message than what God spoke from the mountain.
但是这样的信息，上帝借着耶稣讲的这个信息，会和西乃山的那个信息是完全不一样的。
Moses could tell the people about the law, what was required of them.
摩西可以告诉人们律法是什么，神的要求是什么。
God, the people couldn't stand God speaking directly, but Moses could tell them as a man.
人不能够承受上帝直接跟他们说，但是摩西以一个人的身份去跟人们讲，人们能听。
And so he was God's prophet, God's spokesman here on earth.
他是神的先知，是神的发言人在地上。
But he says, I'm going to raise up another prophet.
但是上帝说，我要再兴起另外一位先知。
And in verse 18, again it says,he will tell them everything I command him. And it goes on in verse 19. Listen to this. If anyone does not listen to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him into account.
十九节说呢，谁不听他奉我名所说的话，我必讨谁的罪。
And so there would be.Judgment by God if they don't listen to that prophet.
所以从神会有审判，如果这些人不听神借着这个先知讲的话。
And so there was an expectation of another prophet coming.
所以我们会期待另外一个先知再来。
In the nation of Israel.
在犹太人里面。
So you can see that all these expectations should have led the people to understand.That the Lord Jesus was the Messiah.
所以这些的期望呢，应该会带领犹太人呢去认识、理解耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And especially this powerful forerunner, John the Baptist, in his ministry, the people couldn't do not deny this was a powerful man, and he preached someone greater than him was coming.
所以你会看见这尤其是。施洗约翰如此强有力的信息，如此震撼的一个人走在前面，那他借着他的见证来给耶稣做的见证，在这样的前提下，大家还是没有认出耶稣。
Now, I don't know if that, you know, if that answers somewhat your question.
Yes. So at that time, the Pharisees they don't understand that the Christ and the prophet Moses prophesied is the same one. Yeah.
Yeah.They thought John the Baptist might be that prophet that would come. But he said, I'm just a voice, crying in the wilderness, make way for the Lord, the one who's coming. They should have known.
他本来应该知道，那先知就是弥赛亚。
Now verse 29.
好，我们回到约翰福音一章二十九节。
The next day, I guess the Pharisees, they lost interest and went back to report the little that they understood.
所以我猜呢，在第二天的时候，他们那些法利赛人，他们已经失去了兴趣。但他们听见这个回答哈，约翰的回答。
And so their report might go something like this.
所以这个回，他们回去报告可能会这么报告。
We questioned the man, and he said he's not the Messiah, he's not Elijah, he's not that prophet like Moses. So we asked him, well, who are you then? And he said, I'm just a voice.
我猜他们可能会这么回报这个官长的，他说我们已经问了那个人，他说了他不是那个弥赛亚。也不是那个以利亚，也不是那个要来的先知。然后我们问他你是谁呢？他说我就是个声音。
And so their conclusion probably was, well, we can safely ignore that. This is going to go away soon.
然后呢，他们的结论可能会这么说：我们就可以和 很安全的、很平安的，就忽略这个人，这个人很快就过去了。
Nothing will come of it.
这个人不会带来任何什么事情。
We can go on with our lives as usual.
我们可以继续我们平常普通的生活。
Nothing will happen.
不会再发生什么事。
Little did they know.
他们知道的事情是很少的。
The events that would be coming.
他们不知道那最大的事情要来。
To entirely change the world.
完全改变世界的一个事情。
So the next day,
那第二天呢？
John saw Jesus coming toward him in verse 29, and he said, "Look, or behold, the Lamb of God."
约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
The word "look" in our English, I don't think does the word justice at all.You know, we say, look, oh, look. But when we say, behold, you know, I don't know what it is in Chinese. What word do you use in Chinese? Do you have a proper word there?
Yeah, it's kind of look.
Just look. Yeah.
就是他说英文里面别人讲到 look, 他不是那么的强调。但是呢在 KJV 里面他用的是 behold, 这个就比较正式了。这就是告诉你你要看，不是说看一下，它不是那么很随意的一个词 ，look 是相对比较随意的一个。
We don't use the word very often in English. Behold.
即使在英语里呢 ，behold 这个词也不是常用的一个词。
But if it is used by those that understand the word, it has a deeper meaning than just a superficial look.
当他用到了，当一个人明白以后的这个词的意思啊，别人用的时候，听的人就会明白，说的人不是说只是让他表面去看一下的意思。
When we use the word look, it's more exterior. It is the sort of the physical side of things. We say look.
如果我们讲说
look with their eyes,
如果我们说看呢，是更表面的，外在的。我们告诉别人看一下这个人的外形。
When we the understanding of the word behold, it's more than just looking with the eyes. It's getting the impression and something deep within the thing, the whole thing. We say behold, and we look very carefully with our eyes. We consider with our minds. Even our heart is involved with this beholding something.
所以 behold 和 look 的区别在这里就是，当人讲到 behold 的时候，他就告诉听的人不要只是眼睛看，你要得着他整个的印象，你要用你的心，用你的思考，你要搞明白这个到底是一个什么样的人。
We would, so it isn't used very often in English, so
也不常在英语里用得上。
But John the Baptist uses that word.
但施洗约翰用的是这个词。
And notice this, it says.Behold the Lamb of God.
他说看哪神的羔羊。
Now, Israel had been looking for their Messiah for centuries.
以色列人在等候他们的弥赛亚等候了好几百年。
But John, when he saw the Lord Jesus for the first time, as I guess in understanding who he was,when he saw him, he describes him as the Lamb of God.
当约翰一眼看见耶稣的时候，他就把他描述成神的羔羊。
Now, a lamb is gentle. We think of a lamb as gentle. We think of a lamb as innocent. We think of a lamb as defenseless. We don't think of a lamb as something dangerous.
我们当讲到羔羊的时候，我们就想到，纯洁，没有瑕疵，也没有攻击性，自己也不会保护自己，所以我们不会去想一些特别糟糕的形象在羊的身上。
It's almost like the lamb is a symbol of innocence, of non-violence.We think of it as pure, a lamb. even the color of them, the white. So a lamb is a beautiful symbol of gentleness.
所以想到羊就会想到纯洁甚至它的颜色是白色想到没有暴力完全的纯洁无瑕柔和它是一个非常柔和的代表
Now Israel should have recognized the Messiah as the Lamb
所以以色列人应该能够认出来就是弥赛亚就是一只羊啊
You remember Abraham going and sacrificing, he was told by God to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah?
你记得在摩利亚山上亚伯拉罕上帝告诉他去献上以撒的那个事情吗
And as he went up the mountain, Isaac asked his father, says, here's the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for sacrifice?
那在山上的时候呢以撒就问他的父亲那现在火也有了柴也有了那羊在哪呢祭物在哪呢
And Abraham said to Isaac his son God is going to provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice
亚伯拉罕回答以撒说上帝必自己预备羔羊
Now God did supply
神真的预备
a sacrifice on Mount Moriah but it wasn't Isaac
在摩利亚山上神就预备了所以最终献的不是以撒
there was a ram that was used as a substitute
有一个一岁的公羊是用作了替代以撒的祭物
so a lamb they should have understood about the lamb then later in EgyptOn the night when the destroying angel was going to come through and destroy all the firstborn of Egypt.
所以他们犹太人应该能明白这个羊的意思，因为前面是以撒献以撒的时候呢，是一只羊来代替。后面呢，他们去了埃及，在逾越节的时候呢，他们每一个这个一家的长子都要被击杀。
God gave instructions.That the people were to take a lamb and they were to slay the lamb and they were to put the blood on the doorposts and the lintels.
然后神就告诉以色列人做一个什么事情呢每一家取一只羊羔把这个羊羔杀了呢把它的血涂在门框和门楣上。
They were to apply it on the outside of the door of the houses that they were in.
然后他们住的房子门框和门楣上涂上羊血。
Then they were to go inside the house and close the door and stay there.
对，他们是在外面涂上了以后呢，自己就进到房间里，在里面门关上，在里面待着。
Now those instructions were for the children of Israel, but the Egyptians they knew they would have known about those instructions.
这个只是给当时的在埃及的犹太人的命令，所以在埃及的那些埃及人是不知道的。
They could have put the blood on the door too. It was something that was done by faith.
但是呢，如果他们真的有这个信心，他们也可以去涂这个羊血。如果他们相信神的话。
So that when the destroying angel came through at midnight, the angel came over a household, and when they saw the blood on the door, he passed over.
所以当灭命的天使来的时候当他看见有房子门框门楣上有羊血的他就越过去
But if the blood of the lamb was not on the house the firstborn in that house would be slain by the destroying angel
如果门框门楣上没有羊血呢那这一家的长子就被击杀了
And so the people knew the value of the lamb because they celebrated the Passover lamb every year they did the Passover in the firstmonth of the year
所以人们是知道羊的意义的羊的重要性的因为他们每一年都会庆祝这个逾越节都会宰很多逾越节的羊羔
and it was repeated year after year after year they knew about the lamb that could save
然后他们一年一年每一年都会重复每一年都有一个逾越节
but even more important every day in the temple There was a lamb that was sacrificed in the morning, and there was a lamb that was sacrificed in the evening.
而且每一天呢，在圣殿里，早晨都有个羊羔被献，晚上都有个羊羔被献。
Twice a day.
一天两次。
There was the lambs that were sacrificed.
都有一个羊被献上。
Exodus 29,
38. Exodus 29, because we... 出埃及记的29章。38节。142.
Verse 38 and 39.
三十八和三十九节，一百四十二页。
You wanna read that, please?
出埃及记二十九章的三十八和三十九节，一百四十二页最下面。你每天要所要献在坛上的，就是两只一岁的羊羔，早晨要献这一只，黄昏的时候要献那一只。
So there, the Passover lamb, everybody celebrated.And every day in the temple, two lambs were slain. People knew about the lamb.
所以月节的羊羔人们知道，每一天呢，在早晨和晚上呢，也要献一只羊羔。人们也知道，人们对羊羔很熟悉。
And the prophet Isaiah wrote about the lamb that was led to the slaughter.
然后以赛亚呢，就描述了那羊羔被牵到宰杀之地的那一段经文。
And Isaiah goes on to say that it was.The Lord laid on him our sin.
然后以赛亚在那个这是诗篇以赛亚是五十三章里面讲到，就是上帝把我们的罪放在这个羊羔身上。
So when John the Baptist, surrounded by the people who were being baptized, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world."
所以我们回到约翰福音。施洗约翰在那个时候站在当中，身边围着一群要到他这来施洗，他喊了一声说：“看哪，用的是 behold， 看哪，神的羔羊。”
The people should have understood what this was.
人们应该就能明白，他讲到神的羔羊这个是什么意思，因为羊在以色列人的意义已经非常清晰了。
Because Jesus was coming, he answered all the different various types and symbols of the Old Testament.
因为耶稣会。完成了旧约的很多的预表，很多的预言，所以都指向他就是那个弥赛亚。
Now notice what John the Baptist says in this statement, this grand statement of his, that the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
然后呢，下半段呢，约翰就做了一个特别重要的表述，说神的羔羊什么样的羔羊呢？除去世人的罪孽。
Now I'd like to.Bring a very important point here this morning.
我今天早上要讲，在这个上面讲一个特别重要的点。
Most people, when they read this or understand it, they understand it to read like this: "Behold," or I mean,
像很多人读到这句话的时候呢，他会这么样的角度来读
：“Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world."
说，看哪，神的羔羊，这个羔羊除去世人罪孽。
What's the difference?
这个有什么不同呢？
Did you pick up a difference?
Cool, not rich.
No, something else. The difference is sin and sins. Most people, when they read that, they say he takes away the sins of the world.
很多人读的时候会用原文它，因为中国没有复数哈，这里讲到的就是会认为除去的那个罪孽是复数的。复数的。
Sins are the things that we do.
复数的罪呢，是我们做错的事情。
Sin is what we are.
Sin 原罪呢，就是我们本来就是的那样东西。
We sin because we're sinners.
我们犯罪是因为我们本来是罪人。
By just taking away the sins, you leave the sinner. Leave the sinner untouched. You can take away the sins, But I'm left the same.
那如果你只是把罪拿走，人犯的罪拿走呢？罪人还在。
嗯嗯，罪
人还在，犯罪的本体没有发生改变，它流出来的还是罪。
嗯嗯。
I have a confession to make. I'd like to make a confession.
我需要承认我的罪。
I'm a worse person than you think I am.
我是比你们想的一个更糟糕的人。
I'm even worse than the worst thing that I've ever done.
我是比我做的最糟糕的事情其实还要坏的那样一个情形。
The sin that is in me and the sin that's in you is capable of any kind of sin that you have ever imagined on earth, that's ever been committed on the earth.
所以我们里面犯罪的本性啊，其实是可以带领我们做一切我们想象不到的那个恶事，它是有这样的能力的。
I've never killed anyone.
我虽然没有事实上杀过任何人。
I remember when I was in the army and my friends, when I came back home, they asked me, "Do you think you could shoot somebody?"
那我在军队的时候，那我有一天呢，我的战友进来问我，他说你猜你能够打死别人吗？
I said, well, I don't know.
我说我不知道。
But even though I've never killed anyone, there is a murderer here. If the right circumstances came up, I might commit murder.
但是呢，即便我没有做这件事情，但是我里面有一个杀人犯，只要环境允许的时候呢，他一定会做的。
And if we're completely honest with ourselves, every one of us has to admit that.
如果我们诚实地面对自己呢，我们每个人要承认，我们里面那个犯罪的本性就是这样。
That we've never been brought into the circumstances where we might commit some great, great sin.
我们只是没有被带到一个环境里，我们在那个环境里会做的更糟糕的事情，只是我没有在那个环境里，不表明我不会做。
The Bible tells us that this old nature is corrupt, and it's completely corrupt.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，我们的旧我的老我的本性，其实是完全彻底的败坏堕落。
And so, when Jesus came as the Lamb of God, He would take away this not only our sins that we have done.But he would take away the principle of sin in nature itself.
所以这里的告诉我们重要的点，耶稣来是神的羔羊，他并不只是带走我们犯罪本性做的那个结果，那个已经形成的罪，他是要带走我们里面那真正犯罪的那个本性。
That's what baptism is a picture of this.
所以施洗受洗只是一个表达，真正的改变是里面。
The water is a picture of death, isn't it?
然后水其实只是一个预表一个死亡。
The old life completely gone, buried with him in death.
因为我们整个的老我已经完全的死，被埋在了水里。
You see, salvation is not just God making up or Jesus.His sacrifice making up the difference between our bad and our good. Salvation is because there is no good in us. And we completely trust Him for our new life.
所以救恩不是说呢，让我们分开我们里面的好与不好的部分。就恨是让我们看见我们没有好的部分，我们就是彻底败坏，所以我们的老我要死，然后再重生，这个叫救恩，就是我们以前讲的，不是改良，是重生。
People have the wrong idea about salvation.
所以人们常常对这个救恩有一个错误的理解。
They think that yes, I've sinned.
他 他会说，哎，是，我是会犯罪。
And I'm thankful my sins are now forgiven, and now Jesus is going to, his righteousness will add to mine, and I'm acceptable to God.
所以他会说，那现在呢，我是犯了罪，现在我很感谢主，他把我以前犯的罪呢涂抹了，然后我可以到主面前去，我可以有义的身份。
The word salvation, what does it mean?
救恩这个词是什么意思？
A person can be half saved.
一个人可以被救一半。
A person has to be completely lost before they can be saved. Right?
一个人是在他得救之前，他本来的情况是要完全完蛋，就是是要死，他才有个救的可能。他不是说半死或者对这个不需要救。
So, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for our sin.
所以当耶稣为我们死的时候，他是为我们犯罪的本性，就是那个必死的本性去。
He died for what we are.
他是为我们本来是的那个部分去死，不是为我们做的。
That's why we, when we're baptized, when we believe, we identify with his death. When he died, I died.
这就是为什么我们当受洗的时候，我们是站在死上跟他连接的，因为他死了，然后他死了，我们也死了。
And when he rose from the dead, I rose from the dead.
他从死里复活，我才从死里复活。
And what Paul says, the life I now live, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以保罗说呢，我现在活着是圣灵在我里面。或者神给我的生命。
Now notice what it says here. Behold the Lamb of God, what, who takes away the sin of the world. It's all gone. He's taken it away.
所以二十九节说，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。这个罪孽是我们犯罪的那个本性。
And so that having taken it away, how did he take it away? He bore our sin. He was made to be sin.Not sins. He was made sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him.
对，所以他怎么替我们承担这个罪孽呢？他并不是说把我们犯的罪，那些有形的罪放在他身上，而是他本身就成为罪，他就成为那犯罪的本性。那不知道何为罪的，从来没有犯过罪的那一位，他替我们成为罪。来受这个审判，才是真正的。
An example of sin and sins is there are some plants, weeds in your garden that you want to get rid of.
一个很好的例子来区分犯罪的本性和罪，就是假设你家的后罪性和罪行哈，我们用罪性和罪行来说，就是你家的后院有很多的种子，你想除去杂草。
And so, like a dandelion, how many know dandelions? You ever seen a dandelion?
有没有知道这种草叫 dandelion?
In your lawns?
可能是蒲公英。
They have a long root like this, goes way into the ground.
它有个特别特别长的根啊，一直扎到这个土里面去。
And you can mow your lawn, you can cut it off and keep cutting it off.But the root is still there, isn't it?
你能够持续的一直把它用那个割草机把它割了又割了，但它的根就在里面。
Like sins are the effect of sin, the nature, the old nature.
所以呢，罪行是罪性的结果。
But the root of our sins is the sin itself.
所以我们的根就像那个杂草，你割不完的那个根呢，就是我们的罪性。
Our sinful nature.
我们犯罪的本性。
You can't change it.
你不能改变它。
You can't improve it.
你也不能提升它，让它变得更好。
God has pronounced judgment upon it.
神已经对这个罪性已经进行了审判。
And that's what Christ came to do. Was to destroy the old man, the old nature, sin in the flesh, that we might live to God.
这就是耶稣来。他要借着十字架来败坏那个罪性， 让我们能够有重生的机会。
Jim, verse 30, we continue on. We want to finish off down to verse 34 today.
我们继续30节。
This is the one I meant. He's explaining. John the Baptist the next day, he's explaining now to the people. Behold the Lamb of God. Now he says, this is the one I meant when I said, a man comes after me. A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.
这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来反成了在我以前的，因为他本来在我以前。
And so, in verse 15, he had already said that back in 15.
我们往前看，在十五节，还是一章。
That was part of John's message. Was that that he who comes after me has surpassed me because he is before me.
约翰在那时候也说，这就是我曾说那在我以后来的反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
He's pointing back to the one who created all things. This is the creator.
所以他把这一位指向那创造全地的那位创造主。
And John repeats this a number of times.
所以约翰反复提到了这一点。
And notice verse 31. He says, I myself didn't know him. But the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
31节说，我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
That was his purpose in coming.
这就是约翰来的目的。
To prepare a way for the Lord and to reveal himself to the people. Those are the two sides of the same coin.
所以他是一个硬币的两面，他来既给耶稣来铺路，又把耶稣显明引把人们引到耶稣那里去。
But it's interesting, he said, I myself didn't know him.
然后很有意思，这里说呢，他说我本来先前不认识他。
Well, he must have known Jesus because he was his cousin.
他应该认识耶稣，因为他们还是表兄弟来着。
They were closely related, as you remember.
对，是亲戚，当时。
Remember, Mary went to Elizabeth, John the Baptist's house.
你们记得玛利亚怀着耶稣的时候，她去看那个伊丽莎白啊。就是是约翰的妈妈。
And John the Baptist must have met with Jesus a number of times throughout their young life.
在他们年幼的时候，施洗约翰应该是跟耶稣是非常有近的来往的，一家的亲戚。
There's a sense in which, to know the Savior is spiritually discerned.
所以这里告诉我们的是，我们要认识那个救赎主，不是外在的。是灵里的认识才是真的认识。
You remember in Matthew, go to Matthew 16.
John, 马太的十六章。
Matthew 16 and verse 13.
十六章的十三节。马太十六章的十三节，就是三十一页，新约的三十一页。
You could be forgiven.In some way that you didn't recognize who Jesus was. You could be forgiven. You know, a person could be forgiven for not recognizing in the day that Jesus was living. For not recognizing who he was.
所以人们可以被原谅，就是在当时认不出耶稣是可以被原谅的。
But notice this. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就对门徒说，人说我人子是谁。
So now, he's asking his disciples, what are the impressions of the various people of who I am after they've heard my ministry?
他其实就是在问这么个问题，那人们对我的印象是什么？当我开始我的服事以后，大家都认为我是谁？
Some are saying it's John the Baptist come back from the dead.
有的人说呢，施洗约翰从死里复活了。
By this time, John the Baptist had been killed.
在那个时候呢，施洗约翰其实已经被杀了。
Or they say Elijah, the one who aroused the nation from idolatry.
或者说是以利亚，是把整个民族从拜假神的境地带出来的那个。
And some of Jesus' preaching was like Elijah's.
有些时候耶稣的教导就非常像以利亚一样的能力。
Some say Jeremiah.
有人说是耶利米。
Jeremiah was the weeping prophet who wept over the nation that was about to be destroyed, taken exile in Babylon.
因为以利亚，那个耶利米一生都是叫哭泣的先知，他一直在劝以色列人回转，不要进到那个被全部掳去的境地。
And the compassion that Jesus had, people thought he was another Jeremiah.
然后或者是先知中的一位啊，大家觉得他很可能是另外一个耶利米。
But then he asked them, "Well, what about you?" He asked, "Who do you say that I am?"
说你们说我是谁呢？
And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Now notice what Jesus says.
看看耶稣是怎么
回答。Verse 17, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven."
他说西门巴约拿你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示。
Knowing Jesus is spiritual discernment.
所以认识耶稣一定是一个属灵
or spiritually discerned.
属灵的辨识，属灵的辨识，不是靠肉眼知道。
So John the Baptist, although he knew Jesus in a natural sense,
所以即使呢施洗约翰在人的这个范围里，因为他是表兄弟，他是认识耶稣
and must have known him as a man of God.
也知道他是属神的一个人。
Did not truly recognize him until it was revealed from heaven.
那但是，施洗约翰直到从天父那里来的启示告诉他之后，他才认出耶稣是谁。
And so, verse 31, he says, "I myself," or back to John chapter 1, "I myself did not know him." In other words, I did not. He was not revealed to me spiritually.
所以三十一节说，约翰福音一章，我先前不认识他的意思就是，我属灵的眼睛先前看不见。
But in he was doing the baptizing in preparation for his revealing. God had given him this ministry.
所以他施洗约翰在做的受施洗的这个服事呢，其实是在为启示耶稣做铺路的。
And here's the way he was revealed to Israel.
这是他怎么样显明给以色列人的方式。
Then John gave this testimony.
约翰又做见证说
I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
And there, if you go to, I'm sorry, verse 33. I would not have known him except the one who sent me to baptize with water told me.The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他三十三节，只是那差我来的用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗。”
So God had prepared John the Baptist, giving him the knowledge that when the one who comes.As the Messiah is the one whom when he is baptizing, that the Spirit of God would come down from heaven like a dove and remain on him.
所以天父告诉约翰呢，就是谁是那个弥赛亚呢？就是他在施洗的时候，有圣灵像鸽子一样降下来，落在他身上，就是。
And no doubt, John the Baptist, when he baptized, he watched very carefully for this sign with everyone that he baptized.
所以你会知道，当施洗约翰施洗的时候，他会非常在意这么一个情形的发生，所以他非常关注这个点。
Now turn over to Matthew 3:16, and we'll see there where this prophecy actually came about.
我们看马太福音的三章十六节啊，就是详细的讲当时发生的事情。第五页，新约的第五页。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. And John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
马太福音三章十三节、十四节。当下，耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”
So God must have revealed, when he saw Jesus, God must have revealed to John the Baptist that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以当他们有这个对话的时候呢，神应该已经告诉了约翰，耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
And Jesus said, "Let it be so now. It's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness."
耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我理当这样尽诸般的义。”
Then John consented.
于是约翰许了他。
And as soon as he was baptized, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
And then that word lighting is the word resting. I don't know in the Chinese, is it rest? The Spirit of God descending and like a dove and resting. The word is resting. The word lighting sort of means that, but the resting has a more settled idea.
落在他身上这个词其实在原文里就是他住在里面的。
And then a voice from,
更加清楚。
And then verse 17, and a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
天上有声音说这是我的爱子我所喜悦。
So now, there's the sign.
现在你看见了这个
The Spirit of God coming down in the form of a dove.
那神的灵以鸽子的形态下来。
And so, we have these two symbols, don't we? Two earthly symbols connected with the Lord Jesus and his mission.
我们有这样两个意象哈，来支持当时耶稣的受洗。
We have the lamb. The lamb speaks of sacrifice.
我们有这个羊，羊是在讲牺牲，讲献祭。
The lamb speaks of gentleness and humility.
羊也讲到了这个谦卑和这个温和。
But a lamb speaks of that which is of the earth, doesn't it?
然后羊其实讲到只是属地的。
And so the Lord Jesus became a man, a body you have prepared me for sacrifice.
所以耶稣是以人的形态来的，成为那个祭物。
But a dove is a, they're made to fly in the face of the heavens, aren't they?
所以鸽子是一个什么形象？它是要飞的，它是面向的是天的，是天堂。
We think of similar qualities to a lamb and a dove, don't you?
我们讲到羊和鸽子的时候，你的脑子里的印象是很类似的。
Doves are often white in color.
也是白色的。
A gentle and humble.
温和的，谦卑的。
It's not a predator at all.
它完全不是去捕食的。
And so we see these symbols, but the dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，鸽子是什么样的预表呢？是圣灵的预表。
We see these two lovely symbols of the Son, and we see the Spirit of God coming down and resting upon Him.
所以我们看见这两个，同样代表的，只是一个是从天来的，一个是属地的，一个羊，一个鸽子，而且这个鸽子从天降下来，就落在这个耶稣身上。
Now turn to Genesis chapter 8, please.
看一下创世纪的。
Where we first read about a dove.
创世纪的八章，我们第一次在圣经里读到鸽子。
Genesis chapter 8 and
十二页，就是创世
纪
八章八节嘛，旧约的第十二页。
Noah's ark had rested upon one of the mountains. It wasn't floating anymore.
那挪亚的方舟在那个时候呢，停在了山顶上，就是不再飘了。
And after 40 days, he opened the window of the ark.
那过了四十天呢，他就把方舟的窗户打开了。
And he sent out two birds.
他放出去两个。
A raven and a dove.
一个乌鸦和一个鸽子，放出去两只鸟。
A raven is an unclean bird.
那乌鸦是个不洁净的鸟。
The dove is a clean bird.
鸽子是一个洁净的鸟。
It can be used for sacrifice.
鸽子是可以用来献祭的。
The raven flew back and forth over the waters and never came back to the ark.
然后呢，乌鸦就飞来飞去啊，就再也没有回来。
And it's a carrion-eating bird. What I mean, it would feast on dead animals. It would need to come back.
为什么它不需要回来呢？因为乌鸦是个杂食，它可以吃腐食，它可以吃这个腐烂动物的尸体。
The raven had kept flying back and forth until the waters had dried up from the earth. In verse 7, then verse 8. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground.
所以第七节说放出一只乌鸦去，那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了，所以没有说它回来。第八节说呢，他又放出一只鸽子去，要看看水从地上退了没有。
And so, what happened with the dove? The dove could find no place to set its feet because there was water over all the surface of the earth.
但遍地都是水，鸽子找不着落脚之地，就回到方舟挪亚那里。
So it returned to Noah in the ark, and he took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark.
挪亚伸手把鸽子接进方舟来。
The dove could find no place to set its feet or rest its feet. There was no rest.
这里鸽子找不着落脚之处啊，就是跟那个落在耶稣身上那个是一样，它就是它不能停下来，这个鸽子没有地方可停。
The waters covered the earth.
因为水盖满了地。
And what did the water represent?
水代表什么呢？
Well, it was by the waters of the flood that God brought judgment upon the whole world.
那这借着洪水而来的这个水呢，上帝把审判带到了全地。
There could be no rest upon the waters of judgment.
在审判的水里面呢，是没有可落脚地方的。
And so here we see a picture of the Lord of the dove coming down on the Lord Jesus, resting on Him.
我们看见一个图景。鸽子从天上降下落在耶稣身上。
But the dove in Noah's time couldn't rest on the waters. Why?
那挪亚的方舟的那个鸽子为什么不能够落在水面上呢？
Because there were waters of judgment.
因为那是审判之水。
And of all the men from Adam to the Lord Jesus, there was not found one that the Holy Spirit could actually rest upon.
所以从挪亚一直到耶稣，没有人上帝能够找得到这个圣灵能落在他身上。
Why?
为什么？
All sinners. The wrath of God is upon every sinner.
因为神的愤怒已经临到了每一个罪人。
Like Noah's dove couldn't find a place to rest on the waters of judgment.
就像挪亚的鸽子在审判的这个汁水上面，它是找不到可以落的地方，就是这个意思。
It wasn't until the cleansed earth appeared that it could find a place of rest.
直到全地得到洁净，它才能够落下。
So there was no man in all of history until the Lord Jesus appeared that day and came up out of the water that the Holy Spirit could come down and rest upon him.
所以在整个历史当中，只有耶稣一个人从那个水当中升起来。你可以想象这么个情形，然后圣灵才能降在他的身上。
Not even John the Baptist could claim that.
甚至施洗约翰也不能说他能够让圣灵降下。
All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
一切的罪人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that was the seal, you might say, of heaven's approval of the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
所以你会说，这是一个特别重要的信号。神耶稣的这个服事是父差遣的。
Now,
是父印了印记。
There are many men and women that the Holy Spirit came upon In the Old Testament, we read about that often.
所以我们在旧约，我们知道有很多的人呢，男人、女人都有，就是圣灵会临到他们。
But the Holy Spirit never rested upon them.
但是圣灵从来没有住在他们里面。
It came upon them.
所以临到和住在是根本两回事情。
And even a man after God's own heart, we read about David, Psalm 51.
即使在人内心里面，我在诗篇的五十一篇哈，就是大卫写的那个悔罪诗。
Psalm 51 and verse 11。
大卫的悔罪诗，诗篇五十一篇十一节，930页。
This is David's prayer of
930。
His confession to God。
这是大卫在祷告他的悔改，祷告他的认罪。
And he prays there in verse 11. Do not cast Isaiah 51:11. Do not cast me from your presence.
诗篇的51篇11节说，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。
Or take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要从我收回你的圣灵。
And so there we see David.Who was often full of the Spirit of the God, praying that God would not take his Spirit.
所以你会看见大卫那个一直被神的灵所充满的那一个，他会祷告说：“主啊，你不要从我收回你的圣灵。”
And so now we want to look ahead a little. The Lord Jesus came. He died on the cross for our sins. Then.He sent the Holy Spirit, which was promised by God the Father, into the world. And Acts chapter 2, we see there where the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and remained on a little company of believers in Jerusalem.
使徒行传的二章，新约的208页。就讲到当圣灵来降在每一个门徒身上的情形。新约的208页。
And verse 2, and verse 1 rather, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Spirit, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So there we have the Spirit of God resting upon them. Now it's a different figure. It isn't the Holy Spirit coming down now and resting on him. We have a different figure that's used, the figure of fire.
所以这里，就是圣灵在五旬节降下来，它是另外一个形态，就像一个火的形态降下来，降到每一个人的身上，每一个圣徒的身上。
It says there they it what seemed to be tongues of fire，
看起来是像有舌头如火焰显现。
So the picture is this: there was a wind, and then this.What seemed to be fire separated and landed on each one of them. The same fire.
所以这个像是一阵风，但是呢，降到人身上的时候就显出像是有舌头如充满火焰。
And now the Holy Spirit was resting upon a group of men and women for the first time in history.
那这是历史上第一次圣灵能够降在，就是住在。人和男人和女人当中。
And that's because Jesus paid for our sins and is now glorified at God's right hand. He sent the Holy Spirit down to baptize into one body the whole company of believers.
这就是因为耶稣已经付上了 这个代价，让我们能够敞着脸来到父的面前，来接受这个圣灵，然后在圣灵的带领下，我们才能够合一在神的话语里。
So, I see our time is gone. One more verse at the end. Verse 34.
34节，我们今天最后讲完这一节。
John's testimony then is, I have seen, and I testify that this is the Son of God.
34节说，我看见了，是神的，这个，施洗约做的见证，就证明这是神的儿子。
That is very God.
这就是神自己。
So I see if time is gone, we'll continue.
下次再继续，今天时间的原因。
Next day.
下周四我们继续。
Father, we want to thank you for your word and pray, Lord, that as we have learned something of Jesus today, that it might be anchored into our souls.
主啊，我们要谢谢您今天带领我们认识基督，能够成为我们灵魂的锚。
Now watch over us, we pray, as we part. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们谢谢您所带给我们这一切的祝福，祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
哎，有个问题啊，他说那个施洗约翰不知道不知道耶稣，可是那玛利亚肚子里的时候，他就去见，他就已经很欢喜，他说这是我主，那怎么可能在肚子就知道，出来反而不知道了呢？
但是when Mary to meet Elizabeth, a young baby Christ Jesus, the baby
John leaped in the womb.
John spiritually didn't know.
I don't know.